I'm Derek Russell.
And I'm Brad Locke, and this is The Memo,
a gathering of all things Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by The Daily Journal and DJournal.com.
Welcome into a new episode of The Memo, and welcome to a new week. I'm Brad Locke with W. Derek Russell.
Hey, it is Monday, November 23rd.
Sure is.
Week of Thanksgiving upon us.
Yes. Kids are out of school, but we still have to be at work, and it's really cold outside this morning.
It has dipped.
It was a frost. I had to warm up my car.
I'm so sorry.
Then I had to go get some hot coffee.
First world problems.
Hot cinnamon roll. So it's all good.
Now I'm hungry. I'm thirsty.
Yeah. How's your weekend?
It's good. Excellent. Good. Excellent.
I had the in-laws in town.
Oh, yeah. How'd that fare for you?
Went fine. Father-in-law painted one of the kids' bedrooms.
Is that why you had him over?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just do the work I don't like to do. I hate painting.
I understand. I'm not a fan of it either.
I'm not a fan of manual labor.
I don't bring in other people to do it and guilt them into it.
He likes to do projects. Every time he comes, he has to find some kind of project to do.
Oh, okay.
So this was
that works out well, then.
This was he's handy.
That's a win-win.
I'm not. Yeah, exactly. So he's happy. We're all happy.
You're handy.
No,
just
really,
in different ways.
I'm not. Not when it comes to fixing things around
the
house.
That's not the definition of handy.
It is to me.
Okay.
I don't know what other definition is there then. How could I possibly be handy?
Handy at other things. You were very handy with the internet. You're very handy in your profession.
Helpful, useful. Is that
handy? Maybe I'm just good at faking it.
Synonym. Yeah. You're good at it.
There you go.
It just means you're talented.
I'm competent.
Handy doesn't mean you pick up a hammer and know it. Yeah, competent. That's fine. Yes.
Put that on my
resume.
Last
time I try to give a compliment to anybody in this room.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Hey, you know what else it is this week?
What is it?
Egg Bowl week.
That is correct, sir. Yeah, it should be a very interesting game after this past weekend.
Yeah, both teams are 8-3. Ole Miss coming off a dominant win over LSU, 38-17. And Mississippi State managed to beat red-hot Arkansas, which they seem to get hot this time of year.
51-50.
51-50, and it was not looking good for the Bulldogs because nobody can stop Brandon Allen. Or his tight end, what's that guy's name, Hunter Henry?
Or Dak Prescott.
And nobody could stop Dak Prescott. Arkansas, that offense, I don't know where it all came from, but, they beat Ole Miss a couple weeks ago in that overtime game. But Dak Prescott, I think he accounted for 7 touchdowns and a whole bunch of yards. Yeah, a whole bunch of yards. Let's look at the paper. I'm looking at Logan Lowry's column, kind of reliving that game up in Fayetteville. He was there. Dak had 554 yards. I think that's total rushing and passing. He outgained all of the other SEC teams by himself.
By himself.
On Saturday.
That's what blew me away.
No SEC teams had more total yards than Dak had by himself. Well, his receivers helped him, but you know what I mean. He accounted for 554 yards. He passed for 501. That's a career high. Passed for 5 touchdowns. Ran for 2 more. And the big play at the end was actually a defensive play. It was a special teams play. Benikez Brown, I believe he's a defensive end or linebacker. I think he's a linebacker. But the plays on special teams blocked a chip shot field goal, 29-yard field goal. That, even in college, that's pretty close to automatic. And he just busted through and blocked it with just a few seconds left. And State escaped. So now we have a couple of 8-3 teams, a couple of ranked teams. Not quite the stakes that we had last year when MSC was trying to secure a playoff berth, but still.
Where did we run?
Possible stakes for Ole Miss if.
Well,
if Auburn can pull off the impossible, I guess.
If Auburn somehow, some way beats Alabama and Ole Miss beats State, Ole Miss
ultimate upset
wins the West and therefore goes to Atlanta
now, for the first time.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to. I don't think that would get them in the playoff because they're still a 3-loss team.
Yeah.
All it would do really is prevent the SEC perhaps from getting a team into the playoff. Yeah.
And I'm guessing whoever comes out of the Egg Bowl is going to the Sugar Bowl.
It's possible.
That's what I foresee.
I haven't really studied the scenarios because you got now the Big 6 bowls. I can't the playoff and everything. I can't remember how many of those there are now. But it's still a lot on the line. The game's in Starkville, 6:15. PM on ESPN2. So I don't know who's going to win this one. It's a toss up.
I don't know. We're not too far apart on the AP poll. 19 and 23.
Yep, Ole Miss 19, State 23. You saw some of the results. LSU beat the State earlier in the year. State missed a last second field goal. Ole Miss late in the year beats LSU, but LSU's been struggling the last few weeks. Arkansas, Ole Miss loses by one. Both teams score 50-plus. MSU plays Arkansas, wins by one. They both score 50-plus. If you're looking at common opponents, those were a couple of examples. Ole Miss beat Bama. Bama beat the Tar.
I'm going to go ahead and call it for the Iron Bowl right now. It's 47, Auburn 19, Alabama.
Auburn 47 to 19.
Auburn 47.
Good luck with that pick.
Yeah. War Eagle. I hear cheers coming from the editor's office.
I'm not.
You're not kissing up to the editor, are you?
No, not. Anything else? It's a dig at Auburn. If anything, I don't think that's gonna happen. I mean, I wish them the best, but
oh yeah, it's not gonna happen.
Tongue firmly planted in cheek.
You know the Egg Bowl. I think the visiting team has won only like once since 2003. And Ole Miss hasn't won in Starkville since 2003. I know State
which
won
was Jackie Sherrill's last game, right?
I think it was. State won in Oxford like in 2012 or something. Whenever, or 2010, I forget. Whenever Jeremiah Masoli was there. Maybe in 2010. But anyway, it's kind of lately kind of gone towards the home team. So I guess if you're picking on that, you got to go with State. But I don't know. I haven't decided who to pick yet. Anyone?
It's anybody's game.
It is. And I remain happily unaffiliated. Some people don't get. I don't have a dog in this fight.
You keep up being a cop out.
No, I learned to drop my fandom years ago. It's very liberating.
Who did you go for when there was fandom?
Ken divulged that information. It's classified.
Easy there, Harold.
I am an Ole Miss grad, but that was as much out of necessity as anything because they had a journalism program.
All right.
And I covered State for years.
So I know, really, that's what I'm trying to find out.
Listen, I like to see both teams do well because that means Mississippi gets some positive PR. And
see, I'm that way too. I you know, if Ole Miss is doing well, I say go Ole Miss. Like, I'm not that. Yeah.
And my dad's the same way. My dad has degrees from both institutions.
Well, there you go.
He leans to Ole Miss, but if they're not playing Ole Miss, he'll go for State.
We call him a transplant.
He'll go for State. So I know not everybody feels that way because there's a lot of hatred between the fan bases.
But I'm not going to say I go for Ole Miss, but, you know, I'm for Mississippi winning.
You're not in a Schadenfreude and seeing them suffer.
No, I'm not throwing stuff and threatening to poison trees and, you know, whatnot. That's stupid. Yeah. I mean,
you're a reasonable fan.
It's good to have a little rivalry, sure. a little fandom rivalry, but not the hate. I don't understand that. I just never understood that.
No, I don't either. Just people that taking joy in another program not doing well or just year-round talking crap about them. I just don't get it.
Now, if we're talking about the Dodgers.
Now, the Dodgers, I will flip this table. Kidding.
Or the Cubs.
Careful.
Actually, I didn't grow up hating the Cubs because they were terrible.
Careful.
Back then.
Careful.
So the Cardinals were winning all the time when I was a kid, and the Cubs were, like, not even a factor. So, like, I had no reason to hate them.
Look, there's no – look.
I forget, you're a Cubs fan, aren't you? I forgot.
Here's the thing about talking about the Cubs being bad. You don't talk about how water's wet all the time. So why –
man, this water is really wet.
Yeah, you don't feel the need to do that. So why talk about something that's that commonplace?
They're going
to
be good next year again.
Yeah. Water will be wetter next year.
They may win the whole thing next year.
More wet.
Yeah, I don't know. We got a good show. By the way, speaking of the Egg Bowl, we are going to have an episode of Double Coverage this week with Parrish Alford and Logan Lowry, our Ole Miss and MSU beat reporters. You know, Thanksgiving being on Thursday, we're not going to have a show on Thursday, but there will be a double coverage later this week before Thursday. Probably Chris will drop on Wednesday.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, so Logan and Parrish will break down everything you want to know about the Egg Bowl coming up, which is, again, Saturday at 6:15 on The Deuce, ESPN2. That can be found at doublecoverage.djournal.com on iTunes or on your podcast app. And it's going to be a fun week. Egg Bowl week always is.
Yeah. So is food week.
Food.
As I call it.
Yeah. You know, we're going to talk to Michaela Morris later about obesity rates.
Why did you feel the need to look at me when you said that?
Because
you snapped your head on obesity.
I usually,
you know, this is what you did. You know, we're going to talk to Michaela Morris later about obesity.
It wasn't that
inflection.
Dramatic.
The eyebrows went up. You snapped your head
supposed to look at your co-host periodically.
Periodically on specific words that
this
have
just happened
to
be. Yeah, I wasn't
trying
to insinuate anything.
We're going to talk to Michaela Morris about obesity. Later today. It's fine. I understand. I have a problem.
I lost my train of thought. Thanks.
Nah, it's fine. See, my stomach's growling right now. You hear that on the
podcast?
Yeah,
I did hear that.
Right there. Is that in the headphones there, Chris?
Loud and clear.
Fantastic. I have a problem. My problem is I didn't eat breakfast.
Well, that's your fault.
Yeah, I know.
It's okay. Well, I've learned, though, with Thanksgiving, I've learned to pace myself.
You have to pace yourself.
And don't go back for seconds. Just pretty much just don't do that. I used to do that. Just don't do it anymore.
You have to go back for seconds. I can't. Take a nap in between.
I get a decent amount on my plate.
Uh-huh.
Eat some dessert.
Right.
I'm done.
That is incorrect.
That's what I did last week at our, actually at the Journal Thanksgiving luncheon, the day before that at church, our Thanksgiving dinner, I managed to only get one plate.
I did that here, but you don't want to be the guy that gets up at work and goes again. Nobody else was doing that.
That's just true.
Everybody turns around and look at you, you're just waving. You know, Derek, we're going to talk about obesity later today.
Yeah, and we're also going to talk about, cooking like the stars. This is pretty much just going to be an all-food show. Just about. We'll have crime reports too, though.
Yeah.
Anybody steal a turkey?
Yeah.
What?
Anybody steal a turkey?
Who? Talking at once. I can't understand.
We're doing it on purpose. This is what's happening. He wants to know if anybody stole a turkey. I want to know, does any of it deal with food?
I can't remember if there's some food involved. No turkeys that I recall, but we'll hit some highlights. Okay, let's welcome in Michaela Morris to the show. We're going to talk about obesity. Michaela, how's it going?
It's good. It's good. A perfect topic for the beginning of Thanksgiving.
True, it's getting fat season, as I like to say, or getting fatter for some people. You had a story over the weekend about obesity rates, and you know, still not good for adults and most other age groups, but maybe a little hope for the future because kids ages 2 to 5 looks like the obesity rate's going down in Mississippi.
Well,
or is
actually,
that nationwide?
That particular data survey is a national survey.
Okay.
It's kind of interesting, a little inside health data. That particular survey, which is called the NHANES, they actually examine people. So they actually get their weight and height and a variety of other health measurements. So it's not just relying on phone interviews where people self-report their height and weight, which is where the state-by-state data comes from, because you just can't hit enough people with the in-person examinations to be able to extrapolate out to state-by-state populations.
Okay.
Although we know from the work that the University of Southern Mississippi is doing with public school students in K-12, that we've seen encouraging trends, especially in elementary students.
Yeah, and you've talked to some local people, and do they at least think that maybe there's improvement here in Mississippi as well?
Yeah, I mean, especially looking at that public school data.
Yeah.
You can't say specifically that the changes that have come out of the Healthy Schools Act, which the state legislature passed in 2007, specifically drove those changes they saw in height and weight. Mm-hmm. But they also know from kind of a partnership with Mississippi State University that surveys they did of parents, that things really didn't change in people's homes during these periods.
Yeah.
So the school stuff is likely having a significant impact.
Yeah.
So how much more could we do if we laid off the soda and went for a walk?
Exactly. That's two of the biggest things you mentioned in your story is physical activity and eating fruits and veggies, which again, can do some of that, but still you need to be doing that at home too. Or
yes.
Offsets it.
And Dan Jones, the former chancellor, is now over the Mississippi Center for Obesity Research.
Right.
And that's really he's also a physician, and that's really what he encourages people to baby step into this. So the first things that you could do is if you ate more fruits and vegetables, ideally not deep fried or swimming in lard, but eat some more vegetables, go for a walk or get out and move, do something you enjoy. It doesn't have to be a walk. It could be a bike ride. It could be chasing the kids around the yard. You know, it could be vacuuming to the oldies.
Yeah.
You know,
it's whatever
just
works.
Just to move. And like we kind of laughed about it being Thanksgiving coming up, and he's like, you know, the turkey isn't the problem.
Yeah.
it's going back for third and fourth helpings of everything else.
Exactly.
And then parking yourself on the couch for football.
Yeah.
So maybe go out and have a little flag football game, you know, with the family instead of just sitting.
And, you know, as far as medications for obesity, you know, mm-hmm. Not a lot of really ideal solutions, but Dan Jones, mm-hmm. he does think, he said in your story, he thinks science will help. Yep.
He compared it to high blood pressure. And 45, 50 years ago, high blood pressure was a problem. They knew lifestyle interventions could help with folks, but those were hard for people to implement. They didn't really have effective medications. Now they do, and they pretty much can control anybody's blood pressure with relatively inexpensive medications.
Right.
So he thinks you will see better interventions.
Yeah.
Because while you have bariatric surgery now, that's largely reserved for people who are morbidly obese, which is roughly 100 pounds overweight,
right.
or not quite that obese, but who are already having health problems that threaten their life.
Right.
So you don't have a lot of good interventions for people in that you're getting kind of puffy and chunky,
mm-hmm.
but we can't help you until you are drowning.
Right. I got you.
Okay. Kind of thing.
It's a good in-depth story from Sunday's Journal on this topic. You can find it also at djournal.com. Michaela, appreciate your time.
Always a pleasure.
Public service announcement, Brad.
Yes?
The oldies are not the only thing you can listen to while you vacuum.
That's true. You could listen to some hip-hop or...
Or the memo.
Or the memo, even better.
Yeah.
Gosh, what was I thinking?
Yeah, you can listen to us wherever you are.
You're there ready with the...
Take us on the go.
...with a segue, and I'll just drop the ball. Speaking of public service announcements, Chris and Derek, Santa. Santa's coming. To the Journal? Well, you know, Scott Morris has those inside connections. He's done a couple of three interviews with Santa in the past.
Him before, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, got the connection to the North Pole there. But, yeah, Santa is going to visit the Daily Journal December 7th through the 9th to collect letters from local children. You're going to bring your child up here?
Yes, day? Must bring the small one. What about you? You have an even smaller one.
Well, yeah, the youngest one may be a little too young to understand what's going on, but I might bring her anyway.
Still a photo opportunity.
No, I'm really curious as to what Wesley's wish list would look like, just based on all the things I've read about her.
I'm not bragging on the child, and I'll have it in a column this week at all, but somebody asked her last night what she wanted this year, and she said, unprompted, and completely unprompted, whatever anybody wants to give me is fine with me.
Wow.
I don't know where that came from. That was not my mentality.
She's how old? Four?
She's four.
Wow.
She said, whatever anybody wants me to have is what I will.
I recall having pretty specific ideas what I wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like you and Shelly are doing something right.
I had nothing to do with me.
Well, I guess you can tell that to Santa. 7th through the 9th, again, he'll collect letters from local children. You can bring your letters to Santa. It's a free event, open to the public. You get free photos with Santa. There's coloring books. It's going to be apple cider, snacks. And the offices of the Daily Journal are located at 1242 South Green Street. It's going to go on, again, the 7th through the 9th, 4 to 6 p.m. on Monday and Tuesday. That's the 7th and 8th. And then on Wednesday the 9th from 3 to 5. You can either bring your letters in or write them once you get here. You know, we're a newspaper. We have lots of paper and pens. And then those letters will be published on the 21st of December in the Daily Journal.
We've also got professional photographers. And one of our very own professional photographers, Lauren Wood, will be taking those free Santa pictures.
Yeah, so high-quality Santa photos for your kid. It's going to be a cool deal. I'm looking forward to hanging out with the big guy.
Yeah, kind of a big deal for us over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really is. Forget the mall Santa. Come see the Daily Journal Santa.
The real Santa.
Yeah.
No. Go see the mall one, too. It's fine. You can. Who says you can't see both?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same guy.
There's no quote on Santa.
It's the same Santa, right? Wink, wink.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm sure he'll remember you more the more time you spend with him.
Exactly.
In different locations.
Go hit him up twice. Give him two wish lists. Bam. More likely
playing
your percentages there. Okay.
Well, speaking of food, Brad, last night I attended the Cooking Like the Stars event in Park Heights here in town. This was the third year for the event.
Did you?
That benefits the Boys and Girls Clubs of North Mississippi. We have a guest in the studio. If you turn your head to the left, you'll see. If you weren't
Oh, hey, we did. Wow. Where'd you come from?
You keep snapping your head to talk about obesity with me over here. But if you turn your head to the left, you'll notice Marianne Plasencia has joined us in the studio.
I'd rather look at her anyway.
Yeah, I understand. And Marianne.
Good morning, Brad.
Good morning.
Marianne, we thank you for joining us. You were one of the celebrity cooks at Cooking Like the Stars last night.
I was.
How was that for you? Was that a new experience?
That was a very new experience. We had ingredients that I had never cooked with before.
Such as McDonald's French fries.
Such as McDonald's French fries. And
see, I got to see the list ahead of all you. So
you
I was
did?
Oh yeah, I get to see it in advance. That's press. That's
really?
Yeah, I have to write it all.
They wouldn't even let us go in the back.
No.
In the walk-in. I wanted to go in the walk-in refrigerator and they're like, no,
you can't know anything. So yeah,
about
6:30, I saw McDonald's French fries and thought, God, we're going to be in for a fun night. I mean,
well,
yeah, there's a few things, anchovies and stuff.
I won't say the words I used when I saw that.
please don't. We have a rating.
It's a family show.
We have to obtain. Of course, the salad, the starter was interesting enough with its anchovies and
sardines,
yes, everything that had to be used
and,
for that
peach
one.
Peach schnapps, I think.
Peach schnapps was on the list,
which was very interesting. And we used it in the dressing,
mm-hmm.
and we did a little taste test with it during the night a few times, actually.
Not to mention the arugula and the goat cheese.
Yes, and there was something else that was...
Beets,
that's mm-hmm. right. That's right.
But everybody seemed to... The judges seemed to rave over everybody's
And y'all had the exact same thing, didn't you? Did you eat it?
No, I did not partake.
Okay.
I did not. I only observed last night.
Because you were...
I partook a little last year.
You
but
were on the job.
Yes,
huh?
I did not.
Okay. Well, it was fun. It was... And we could use whatever there was in the pantry.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
What did you add in to make yours a little different?
I took the goat cheese and I wrapped it in crushed walnuts, toasted crushed walnuts.
Maybe Mike used bacon, I believe.
Mike used bacon, and I think Glenn Thomas used bacon for everything.
Well, that's nothing wrong with that.
Including dessert.
That's acceptable.
Yeah.
The main event, Brad, was made up of duck breast, McDonald's French fries, green beans, Velveeta.
Wow.
And root beer.
Interesting. So nothing weird like cow tongue? Because my wife watches all
there
these cooking shows on the Food Channel,
no,
and they have some weird stuff on there.
Blair was in the back with, I think, with Chef Christian
mm-hmm.
talking about, is it time to get the cow tongue? Right before we started. And I think a few of us got a little ashen. And then we saw the fryers.
Yeah.
And we're like, we can fry it.
Let's fry everything. It'll be fine.
Yeah, we had never. So Glenn and I used the fryers for the sardines, which was fun. But we did not fry the duck.
Now, a couple of you were sneaking the French fries during the preparations.
Yes, we were just having fun with the fries,
uh-huh.
which I don't usually partake in.
Well, that's when you're on the clock, you kind of have to do what you can.
But
stress
that
level
was
high.
My favorite. I just want to go on the record, and I'm paying, I guess, a little homage to Rob and Tracy Hudson. The fries were my favorite ingredient, by far.
Well, how did you prepare your duck breast?
So I took the, we had bacon in
uh-huh.
our station. And so I cooked the bacon during the first course,
mm-hmm.
knowing I wasn't going to use it for the salad. And I took the renderings from the bacon grease,
mm-hmm.
and I chopped up about a cup of French fries
mm-hmm.
and roasted it in garlic.
Nice.
And it got real crunchy.
I bet it was excellent.
It was.
My stomach's growling right now.
I know, and I'm not, I don't usually get that creative.
I was just wondering how the Velveeta and the root beer were going to work into everything.
Well, I don't really know what Velveeta is. So Blair said, you just have to use it. And I said, how much do we have to use? And she said, you just have to use it. So I used about a teaspoon of Velveeta. Mm-hmm. And then...
a little bit of Velveeta goes a long way.
It does. It does. Again, I don't... Yeah.
Unless you're making Rotel, and then you need a lot of it.
So I made a cream sauce for the duck with brie and a little Velveeta.
The topping of the night was the dessert with puff pastry, cherries, white chocolate, lemon drops, and jalapenos.
Yes.
Jalapenos.
Mm. Love me some jalapenos.
That one was a little trickier, I feel like.
Yeah, and Mike Lael apparently really enjoyed the jalapenos and the chocolate. So I never knew what it does.
That's
to
the thing. Sonic has a chocolate jalapeno milkshake that I have tried a couple
serious?
Of times. Yeah, I have.
It's good.
It's not bad. I mean, it's exactly what it sounds like.
It just makes the chocolate more intense. What does it do?
It's a good combination, but with the milkshake, the jalapenos get stuck in the straw.
In the straw, it's a little
That's
difficult to...
disgusting.
It's fine.
The little lemon... Lemon drops. Mm-hmm. So some of us kind of smashed those up. It was a really fun night.
Everybody has fun at this every year, and especially you guys in the kitchen. Occasionally they'll bring the camera back there and talk to you guys while you're cooking, but they don't want to get in your way too much. But I usually wander back there for at least 30 or 45 minutes just to watch you guys. Something that people don't get to see when they're sitting out there eating the whole time.
So it's
really fun.
It's very warm back there.
Of course.
I had no idea how warm it was.
Oh, yeah. And you're in those chef's get ups.
Yeah,
I don't know the correct terminology.
Uniform. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what they're called.
Yeah, well, good. I don't feel as bad. But the pressure's on, but you guys managed to laugh and have a good time at the same time. And, of course, it's all for a good cause. Total amount being brought in for the night, $20,193.50.
Amazing.
Which is about double what last year was, really, for the event. So this all goes to Vinovit, of course, the Boys and Girls Clubs of North Mississippi. And you were the Judge's Choice Award winner. We should have said that at the top. But was that a surprise?
It was. But you know what? I think all of our... We just wanted to make sure that the place was sold out.
Yeah.
And that was...
Yeah.
Everything else is laying out.
That was the biggest crowd that they've ever been able to fit in there.
Yeah. And I think had some folks on a waiting list. But shout out to Blair and Hamp Hughes for thinking about this idea.
Of course.
Because they wanted to give back to the community.
Yeah, it's a
great
thing. And they, of course, work very hard as well as Evie to make this thing go off without a hitch every year.
Evie's amazing.
It's something I look forward to. As soon as one's over every year, I look forward to the next one just because it's great fun to watch everybody kind of undo their ties a little bit and sit back and have a good Sunday evening of laughs, which it always is.
And, you know, the nice thing, I think the reason why people do this is because Evie just signed, you know, she asks you to do it, and then you're not asked to do anything else.
Yeah.
But just get a walk through the kitchen and show up that night.
And is that nerve-wracking at all for you?
No.
No.
I mean, it wasn't for me.
But you could cook. If it was me, I'd be on the internet for days trying to come up with ideas. And of course, you just don't know because it's mystery baskets. You don't know what you're going to be handed.
No.
When you show up to cook. And I'm not innovative enough to, you know, here's chicken nuggets.
Hey, maybe they'll use those next year.
They could. I mean, I could make a mean peanut butter and jelly sandwich for you, but that's about as far as that goes. Marianne, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Well, it's Monday, and we won't be having another... We won't be together again for a week.
We got a show Wednesday.
I won't be here.
Where are you going?
I'm taking off.
This is news to me. I'll be here.
News. It's a newspaper. That's funny. Well, I'm sorry. You'll have to do one without me.
Sad face for those who can't watch.
You bumped the microphone. It's fine. There'll be more room for you in here without the fat guy here. Nah. Tell me about crime reports.
Crime reports. We've got a few. No turkey. No stolen turkeys on the crime reports.
No, that's a shame.
We do have an appearance by the Scottish Inn. We have an appearance by the Scottish Inn.
That'll make my day.
Remember the guy that needed milk for the cat?
How could I forget?
Called 911, needed milk for his cat.
Let's lead with the Scottish Inns.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that.
Oh, let's not lead with the Scottish Inns. Let's let Brad do whatever he wants to do.
Well, you can save that for near the end.
That's fine. Go ahead.
It's a good one.
It's your show.
Let's start with an Easton Boulevard liquor store clerk who said a man in a Florida Gators hoodie stole a $13 bottle of liquor, fled in a Ford pickup. And the pickup is registered to somebody from Carthage.
Fled in a Ford.
A $13 bottle of liquor. That's what they call bottom shelf liquor.
Mm-hmm. He had to bend over.
Yeah.
That's some wild Irish rose or something right there.
Just to steal that, yeah. Yeah, you ever had Heaven Hill?
No.
Bourbon? Don't.
No.
I made the mistake of buying that once. I'd bought some good bourbon. I was in Kentucky. I was like, well, I'll get a little extra cash left. I'll just buy this $7 bottle of Heaven Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't even finish the first tumbler of that. I was like, just disgusting.
I don't think you're supposed to buy in the single digits.
That's what I was thinking, and someone had warned me about it. I was like, well, I got this money. Might as well spend it on alcohol.
I don't think that's how that works.
So
I think that's the sign of a problem.
Lesson learned.
I have
learned.
This money. I might as well spend it on alcohol.
Lesson
that
learned.
That sounds like an alcoholic. But as we all know, alcoholics.
Hi, Brad.
As we all know, only alcoholics go to meetings.
So from now on, I stick with Woodford Reserve or Knob Creek.
You've upgraded.
Yeah, I understand. But,
$13
bottle of liquor he stole, Florida Gators hoodie. So if you see a guy running around
in a Gators hoodie
with a cheap bottle of whiskey.
He needed it.
Probably so. I mean, I know they're having a good season. He's going to need it after they lose to Florida
State
and Bama.
He could have been using it for anesthetic. He could have been using it for...
They're going to lose to Florida State this week and Bama in the championship game, and so he'll need it then.
Okay. Wait, when was this? Was this right after they almost lost to Florida?
No, this was before the FAU game. He probably was drinking it then because FAU came that close to
pulling
off
right?
the upset. It was overtime, and fourth down pass was batted away. So Florida won by 6. A man let a couple stay at his rental house on County Road 1057. After they moved out, he said the toilet and water heater were missing. Windows were broken out. The flooring was ripped up. But he ran out to a couple of badgers? I don't know.
Raccoons.
Stole the toilet.
Stole the toilet.
Again, he needed it.
Toilet. Everybody needs a toilet.
If you learned anything from Jurassic Park, when you got to go, you got to go.
And 'tis the season of no longer stealing air conditioning units. We're stealing water heaters now.
Now we've upgraded to toilets.
Seasonal theft.
The black market prices for porcelain have gone way up in the holiday season.
Have they?
Yes.
I wouldn't know.
It goes brass, copper, porcelain.
What about gold? Gold toilets.
Gold varies. It's day by day, but porcelain is forever.
Donald Trump's got a gold toilet, doesn't he?
What anniversary is the porcelain anniversary? That's what you thought.
37th? I don't know. Porcelain anniversary. Oh, man. A man shoplifted 2 cases of beer from the North Gloucester Walmart around 3 p.m. Middle of the day, broad daylight, Gloucester Walmart.
Yeah.
Fled in a red pickup. That's easy to spot.
Why is everybody fledding?
Florida Gators hoodie?
Yeah. No, but it gets worse. He returned to the store at 5:30.
Right.
Placed 2, not 1, 2 televisions in a cart and attempted to leave. Just, hey, nobody's going to notice me rolling out of here with 2 TVs.
Edna, I got away with the beer. We're going to go for the TVs now.
When confronted, he took off running north. Employees found his truck in the parking lot with the beer still inside. He basically just ended up striking out.
Was like one or two even missing? I mean, like to prompt him to go get the TVs? I mean,
did he
have a little liquid courage?
He may have. I mean, 2 cases of beer. You figure he drank at least a couple before he went
before
back.
Before he went back and watch this, you know, now I'm going to get the TVs.
It was like the people who steal your credit cards and they put just a small charge on there to see if you notice it before they.
So the beer I'm going to get just, candy and then I'm going to get a hot tub.
Yeah. I wonder if he'd gotten away with the TVs, if he's going to try to go even bigger the next time.
Where's he going? Like, what is it? Where, like, just out the door of the shopping cart? Bye. See ya. Just pushing the TVs out. The shopping cart return is right there. It's a big hole in the building, the side of the building. It's basically like the thermal exhaust port on the Death Star. That's your moment. That's your key to get out the door. And that's your hidden... I'm going to shut up now.
I'd like to preface this by saying I've never stolen anything, especially from Walmart, but...
When I was, I got a crime report from 21 years ago when I worked at that Walmart in Louisiana.
Oh, I thought you meant today. I was like, what?
No, I was working one day, and this guy apparently had stuffed a bunch of, like, cologne down his pants.
Uh-huh.
And we saw him leave with it. It was pretty obvious he was trying to steal.
I hope they all shattered and
so,
smell like that.
So, going
for
against
weeks.
Protocol, we ran outside after him, which you're not supposed to do.
Well, you're not, what? You're not supposed to?
In case he's, like, armed or something, you're not, you're supposed
he's
to.
He's armed with cologne. That's
he's
what he's
to,
armed
supposed
with.
To call the police.
What's he going
to
spray you in the face?
Supervisor?
Mace you?
I don't know. So, he's running through the parking lot, and he gets towards
not
the.
Not well, because he's
probably
got
not,
cologne
no,
down
no,
his
no,
pants.
No, he wasn't. And he gets towards the edge of the lot, and there's this car pulling in with his window down. And this thief stops the car trying to get a ride to get away, ends up climbing into the car.
May I pay you in cologne, good sir?
And turns out
I have a bottle of high karate you might be interested
in. Turns out the guy driving the car was an off-duty police officer.
That'll happen. hey, bud, let me in. I got all this
cologne.
Sure,
come in, pal.
Yeah, hop in. Why don't you get in the back?
Here's some handcuffs. Yeah, that was a fun day.
That's an excellent story.
That was the only
cologne?
Enjoyment I had
why,
during that
why?
Time. At that
hot
time.
Date?
I don't know.
Couldn't afford
people
it?
People still
I had
stuff.
All I had was this money, and I thought I needed to buy alcohol with it.
So I got to steal
so
my
I
cologne.
Steal the cologne.
Well, you know. You got to smell good. Okay, I have a couple more here.
Yes, please.
Sorry. All these tangents. A West Jefferson Street man said a woman was staying the night with him. Hey, around 2:30 a.m., he heard the door open and close. When he checked, his wallet and the woman were gone. He said he has known her for about 2 months, and she often stays at the Scottish Inn. Classy broad there.
Well, we know where to find her.
I guess. Yeah. Good job, guy.
Did she bring milk to the kittens there?
Maybe she did. Maybe she does. I don't know. I don't think this was that same guy. The cat guy, pretty sure it's not.
But, on West Jefferson.
Yeah. Stayed turns out she doesn't really like you. She just wants to steal
she
your money.
She just needs whatever cash you had.
Yeah.
So she can buy milk.
Yeah. Okay, one more.
As the door slams, all you hear is, all you had was a 10?
Yeah, well, we got one more, and it's another Walmart one. Always fun times at Walmart.
Good deal.
A man entered the West Main Walmart. This time the West Main.
No, we're not at the cost one.
He pulled it. This is, I give him an A for effort.
Sure.
I'm sure this has been tried before. I just haven't seen it before.
Okay.
He pulled a shopping bag out of his shirt.
I understand.
He placed several grocery items, including beer and chips, of course, in the sack.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
And started to walk out.
I understand.
A female employee attempted to stop him.
Sure.
He pushed her out of the way and ran out the door.
Oh, my.
We're not done yet. Yeah. He then walks back inside.
Do they keep coming back?
Tells the employee she's going to need the police. And ran away heading west. He basically came back in to taunt her. You're going to need the police. Well, yeah, that's usually how it
stop
works.
Stop coming. Look, the dude got away with the beer. Why did you? And then this, you were pretty much home free there,
people,
bud.
People don't know how to. This is why there's so many people in jail.
Don't
they don't
come
know how
back.
To, they don't know how to quit in their head.
Don't tempt fate. You came back for TVs. You got out with beer.
Yeah, just be happy with the beer.
Build up a little bit. I'm not giving suggestions here. I'm just saying. I don't understand the mentality. Take us home, Brad.
Okay, let's tell you about Thrive Marketing. It's a full-service digital marketing company located in Tupelo, providing websites, search engine optimization, social media management, email, and text messaging services for local businesses online, thrive.ms. I use Thrive.
I stole Thrive.
You did.
Yeah. I'm not proud of it.
The police will be here shortly, Derek.
What?
They heard your little
no,
bit
this
about
entrapment. You can't do this.
They heard your little bit about the Walmart and how to steal from Walmart. So.
I didn't say I did. This is
the walls come down.
What are you doing? Everything falls apart. This month long sting operation.
Chris Hansen steps out. Hello there.
And no, wait a minute. That got really out of
oh,
hand.
Oh, sorry.
That went from shoplifting to
wrong
beer
crime.
At Walmart.
Wrong
to,
crime. Okay.
To, actually, Chris Hansen doesn't do that show anymore.
No, I don't know what he does.
He's on.
We talked about him.
Yeah, he's got a show called Killer Instinct now. It's one of those murder reenactment series, true crime things.
So he doesn't go catch
even
killers.
Still, don't bring him in, regardless of whichever way you're
just
going.
Just to freak you
that.
Out, it'd be funny to bring him in.
For bringing Chris Hansen?
Yeah.
With some lemonade and cookies on the table? Oh, God, no. Actually, lemonade and the cookies sound pretty good right now. You keep the Chris
you
Hansen.
You need to eat something.
It's fine. Obesity. You know how it goes.
Okay.
Diabetic coma.
No show on Thursday, reminder, but we'll have one Wednesday.
Yeah, you will have one on Wednesday.
I'll have one. You won't be here. No. Me and, I guess me and Chris, or me and
Lauren. It'd be Chris and me, but yeah.
Chris and I. Excuse me, Chris and I.
No, it'd be me. It wouldn't be I.
Chris and I will host. I will host.
Yes, that will work.
Chris and I will host.
You're a journalist, man. Get it together.
Me will host.
Me host. Me, Solomon Grundy. Yeah, well, don't forget to check us out online at memo.djournal.com, where we'll have a public apology for this episode at post-haste. Also on Twitter at djournalmemo.
I'm on Twitter at Brad Locke.
And I'm at W. Derek Russell with at Chris Kiefer as well. You can also read about all the stories that we talked about today in your print copy of the Daily Journal or online at djournal.com. And, of course, follow at djournal now on the Twitter.
And my blog, hey, tipsheet.djournal.com for more crime reports.
We don't promote our own things. Sorry.
Sure we do. No. I'm doing it.
Edit. Just kidding. Just because I say edit really loud doesn't mean it's going to get cut out.
It's all up to Chris anyway.
To leave it in.
Half of this stuff may not even make it.
It's a 4-minute show today. We had to cut out everything. We'll see you guys on Wednesday.